Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I hope you all had a great holiday. Last week was, of course, the first Seder, so I was not here live. But I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad that you're here as well. Before I get to my guest, who is a good friend, I want to tell everybody we are now on 6 stations around the country. We're up in New York. We're in Gainesville. We're on 4 stations here in Palm Beach County. I'm really excited about that. We're also now on iHeartRadio, and I didn't know that until a couple of weeks ago. So our reach continues to extend. It would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to wish my grandson a very happy birthday today. He turns 12, and I'm not sure whether he's more excited about his turning 12 or I'm more depressed about his turning 12, because I think it was yesterday that he was born. So happy birthday, Justin. I hope you have a great day. On this show, I often talk about how getting older is more difficult than we imagine. We were not prepared for the trials and tribulations that getting older throws our way. My guest tonight, more than most guests who come here, understands that intrinsically and professionally. Joe Karp is here. Joe is a noted elder attorney with expertise in so many of the areas I'm talking about. It's hard to get them all on one show, which is why he's back. He was here just a couple of months ago. And we're going to talk about some of the things that you probably are not thinking about, but should be thinking about, because trust me, when you don't think about them and then you find out you should have, it's not a good place to be. And Joe Karp is going to tell us more about that. But first, I want to give a great big shout out to the Area Agency on Aging, your local Aging and Disability Resource Center. They invited me to speak last week for their monthly event called Bagels and Brains. We had, I don't know, maybe 40 people in the room. The ADRC, the Area Agency on Aging, is so underappreciated, but they do so many important things in our community that go unnoticed, which is too bad. We're actually going to address that because they're my guests next week. More on that later. The Area Agency on Aging is a wonderful resource in the community that you should know more about, and you will after next week. But one of the things they do is they educate their employees and the local professional community, and they were kind enough to ask me to participate last week and talk about a few things I had on my mind. So I also had the pleasure when I was in Jacksonville last week talking at a community called Moose Haven. I always think the Loyal Order of Moose was something that was only on Jackie Gleason, but it is a real organization. They have an unbelievably wonderful community up in the Jacksonville area. They have a continuing care retirement community. They offer a lot of services to people who live there, and they asked me to come up and speak to prospective residents, and we had a good time. And I also had the ability to speak with Riverside Presbyterian last week, and they were a fun group as well. I still have enough energy to talk tonight, though, so don't worry. But now to my guest. Let me tell you a little bit about Joseph Karp. He is among the first Florida attorneys to earn the Florida Bar Certification in Elder Law. He is also nationally certified in elder law by the National Elder Law Foundation. He has been named a super lawyer by Thomson Reuters every year since 2009 and was also recognized as one of Florida's legal elite by Florida Trend magazine in 2016. Mr. Karp serves on the advisory board of the Southeast chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. His law firm, the Karp Law Firm, has offices in Palm Beach Gardens, Boynton Beach, and Port St. Lucie. For 2 decades, he has been helping families find solutions to the complex problems we and our loved ones face as we grow older. And I couldn't be more excited to have Joe back on the show. So, Joe, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Terrific. So I know we have a lot of things we want to get to tonight, but I know top of mind for you is people signing off or understanding the durable power of attorney and how important it is before you become incapacitated.
Yeah, the one of the most underappreciated and sort of brushed aside documents is a durable power of attorney. Now, that's an instrument that has, first of all, a legal basis. You need to, there's a law that says what you can do and can't do in it. And that's an instrument under Florida law, and sometimes people get upset. That's an immediate instrument. Right. That means I did a durable power of attorney. I created one, naming my wife as my power of attorney. And that meant immediately she had certain authority. The thrill of it all is she did one, and I finally got some authority in the house as well. So that was sort of a realistic eye-opener.
She only wants you to believe that you have some authority.
So, but let's talk about it. First of all, people say, but I don't want to give up control. And the first thing is you're not. When you're doing a durable power of attorney, you're merely giving somebody else the authority to do that which you can also do. It's not abdicating your authority. It's giving it to someone you trust. The other thing people say, but I don't want, and let's take a single individual. I don't want my son or daughter handling anything until I'm incapacitated. And the answer is just tell them that you don't want them to. They won't. Just remember, if you trust them, why would you trust them when you're incapacitated and totally unaware of what they're doing, but you wouldn't trust them not to overstep their bounds and utilize that authority? Now, the other thing people should know about durable powers of attorney is when the problem arises with them. Here's the common scenario. We get these calls all the time, even though we tell people what to do. We'll get the call from the husband or from the child saying, I'm the durable power of attorney for my wife or my mother. I went to the bank because my loved one is in the hospital, incapacitated, and I went to the bank and I said, I need to take money out of their account, or I need to find out what's going on with this asset. And particularly remember, when you're single, usually the kids are not on the account. And when you're married, your spouse may be looking at your IRA, because if you're going to have medical expenses, maybe you want to pull money out of that so you can have an offset of deductions for the income. And the bank says, no, we're not going to honor it. Now, there are all sorts of laws about how to enforce it and what to do. But be real. Nobody wants to get into a battle with the bank when you're trying to take care of your loved one and deal with other stuff. I mean, it'll make you end up feeling like that lady did on American Airlines.
I was thinking this is an airline story about that.
You don't want to get into their rules supersede your rights. And they do have certain rights, by the way. They have the right to send it to their legal department to get opinions, etc. So what I tell people automatically is, get your power of attorney into your financial institution now. Scott, you walk over. You say to your banker, here's my durable power of attorney. I've named my wife, followed by my daughter or my other daughter, whatever it is. Run this by your legal department and let me know that this will be honored in case they come in. Remember, I don't have to be incapacitated. I may be in Jacksonville and my wife's going to come into the local bank here. I may be on vacation. I may be anywhere. And get them to review it, approve it, and get an acknowledgement that they're going to honor it. And you may think that's really a pain in the neck. It is. Right. But it's a bigger pain in the neck when it hits the fan.
When you need it and you can't get it. Right?
And they say this typical line is, well, bring your father in so he can do. And the answer is, if I could bring him in, I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff.
Right.
What are you, crazy?
Right.
Let me just deal with it. So people should understand they shouldn't just leave them hidden in a drawer. Half the people, by the way, who do them don't even tell the people who they've designated that they're designated. No, let's not provide them with copies. So that's number one. Two, and maybe two should be one, It should be reviewed. Is it current under the law? And is it consistent with your designations? Did you name your spouse, who is now hard of hearing and a little demented or a little disconnected? Did you name your son, who has moved from Florida back to New Jersey, and it's really no longer appropriate for him to have that responsibility? It should be looked at. The next thing is, our law is pretty clear about what you can give a power of attorney to do and what you can't. And you have to delineate it. A power of attorney is not a license to walk on water. It really is both an inclusive and an exclusive document. People will come into my office and say, I need to do some Medicaid planning. I want to know how I can take all of my mother's money to protect it for Medicaid. And I say, well, is your mother cognitive and competent? Well, she's really not. I say, well, this doesn't give you the right to take her money. She did not give you that kind of authority.
That begs a question, though, because I have all, and you said it before, that it gives immediate
power
to the durable power of attorney. So if it gives power, how does it not give power?
It gives the delineated power. It gives what it says. And if it doesn't allow gifting, if it doesn't allow transfers to yourself,
right.
If it doesn't allow the creation of a qualified income trust for Medicaid, if it doesn't allow the creation of beneficiary designations, well, if it ain't there, there are certain things that it won't allow. Way back when, I would say in 1993, I saw a very interesting case, and it sort of points it out. Somebody was dying who was a very wealthy man. Back then, $10,000 was the most you could gift. So whoever it was, his daughter or his son, was power of attorney and took $10,000 out of that person's account and gave it to everybody they could conceivably give it to, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and they gave out like $360,000 by giving 36 people $10,000 apiece. So as to get that out of the estate that was going to be taxed at 55%. The tax court said, we disapprove. The IRS said, we approve of that gift. There's no authority to do gifting in that power of attorney. You exceeded your authority. And the courts upheld the ruling that it was inappropriate. So you got to see what these things say, because you can only do what they say. And, of course, there are some statutory limits. For example, I can't do a power of attorney and give anybody the right to do a will for me.
Right. So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Joseph Karp, attorney, note of attorney Joseph Karp, an elder attorney here in Boynton Beach, Palm Beach Gardens, Port St. Lucie, 20-plus years of experience. I read his bio, which is very impressive. As you can see, he really knows what he's talking about, he is able to answer your questions. If you're listening live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, it's about 5:20, and so there is time for you to call. If you're listening on any of the other stations, of course, we're on tape. But I just want to remind you, if you ever have a question for any of my guests, particularly for Attorney Joe Karp tonight, you can feel free to send them to me, and I'll make sure that he gets them or any of my other guests. But anyway, if you are listening on 900 AM, again, we are live. If you're on 95, if you're on the Turnpike, and you can hands-free call us and you want to do that, feel free to do it. If you'd like to reach us, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tina, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here live on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches tonight, Monday night. Of course, if you're listening on any of the other stations we're on, we are on tape, but we're glad wherever you are that you are with us. If you're a regular listener, we appreciate your loyalty. If you're new, we're here every week talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. And tonight's show is especially important because I am here with board-certified elder attorney Joseph Karp. Joe is a friend of mine. He's been on the show before. He's giving us unbelievable information about something that is often misunderstood that almost all of us have, which is a durable power of attorney. Most of us don't know what it does and does not allow for. And so before the break, we were talking about just those things. And we have a few more things to talk about as it relates to the durable power of attorney. And you need to listen to this because this can really save you a lot of money at some time.
It absolutely can. We see these, and it's frightening. I don't mean to ever knock other lawyers or people, but people are coming into me and they want, when they come to our public workshops, we offer them an opportunity for free consultation. And they come in and they have an opportunity to have their documents reviewed. And in fact, one of them was an attorney that I know who just retired, who's, quote, been doing wills and powers of attorney and real estate and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and writing complaint letters for 40 years. And he came in because he wanted to know some stuff about long-term care and Medicaid, and he had me review his power of attorney. And what he didn't realize, and if he didn't realize it, lots of people don't realize it, particularly if they're downloading forms from the internet or they're going to lawyers who don't pay attention to what the law is, and they just make certain assumptions because the forms that they used in 1996, same stuff. Well, the law changed substantially in Florida in October 2011, and that law changed, as did New York's law prior to that. And there came a time where they said, wait a minute, there are certain things you assume when you're giving somebody a power of attorney they can do. They can pay your bills. They can deal with your credit card. They can file a claim with your insurance. They can deal with the post office. They can pay the veterinarian. They can even sell your house. But you never think, did I give this person the right to gift all of my money to themselves?
Right.
Did I give them the right to change the beneficiary of my IRA from my three kids to themselves. Most people don't know what they have signed within those instruments. And those powers are called now super or special powers. And Florida law now says any power of attorney executed after October 1, 2011, if you're giving somebody a power like that, which really is acting in not a traditional fiduciary fashion, that power of attorney must be specifically initialed right by it, not on the bottom of the page, not if it's number 43, they got to initial number 43. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the person knew what they were doing. In fact, I saw somebody came in with a power of attorney that every damn paragraph was initialed, so they were told, initial all of them and sign at the bottom,
right.
So it had no effect. Right. But the function of it is, for example, if you named your two daughters as your power of attorney and said they could gift the money to themselves, that would probably be your intent, even though it's not a traditional belief, because you trust them, you have a long-term relationship, and they're not going to cheat each other, and you're going to do that. So it's not like you're not going to do it, but you really want to know what the person's authority is when it comes to that kind of power. And I'd suggest most people don't know what powers they've given people, and most people who come in don't know they did it.
I want to say that while this is important, I don't mean to cut you off, but while this is important, this is but only one area that you specialize in and that you talk about at the seminars that you do. And you just mentioned that you do seminars, and I know you have a couple coming up.
I have a couple coming up.
So why don't we tell people, because if they're listening now, we're going to tell them again, but let's tell them now and so people can write this down, because we're going to come back to the power of attorney and other things that we want to talk about. But there's so much when we're planning getting older.
Oh, right. It's sort of like taking care of your health. You got to know every piece of your blood work and your diet too.
Right. So go ahead. Exercise. Tell everybody how they
tomorrow can. In Boynton Beach at the Courtyard by Marriott, which is on Congress Avenue between Gateway and Boynton Beach Boulevard. We are starting at 1:30 and we go till about 4. We do have a bladder break, but we go for about 2.5 hours to cover everything from traditional estate planning to Medicaid planning to VA veterans benefits planning. On Wednesday, April 26th, 1:30 to 4 in PGA in the Palm Beach Gardens Marriott, right off of RCA Boulevard, right off PGA Boulevard, same time. And it's just these two this month, and we're not going to come back until June, because we got to take care of our snowbirds who want to go back, quote, to their other home.
So do you have to make a reservation, or can you
no reservations show up? And if you need further information, you can go to my website, which is CarpLaw, CarpLaw.com, has information to read. It also has those dates, and it also have the reservation the information for June. The only thing I give you a heads up, we start on time, and the hotel rooms get cold. Bring a sweater. Even all the hot air that this lawyer can spew forth cannot compete with the Marriott Courtyard or the other Marriott down here. You'll still freeze your buns off.
That's wonderful. So we're going to give that information again. Yes, Elder Attorney Joseph Karp is here tonight. But if you really want to talk to him and learn about all that his practice can do for you, he does a very informative seminar. And I say that with knowledge and authority, because I have attended. They are incredibly informative. There are lots of great questions. No question is thought of as too silly. There's a lot of opportunity. And while he didn't say it there, I will. He does offer a free consultation to all of his attendees when they sign up for it. But we're going to give you more of that. But if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, talking about elder law tonight with Joe Karp. Joe, you probably have heard of him, seen his commercials, see his ads, see his seminars. He's a good friend. He's been back before. Tonight we're specializing in durable power of attorney, but we're going to talk about so many other things. We're going to talk specifically about beneficiaries, and that's a really important subject matter that you're not going to want to miss. So if you're listening live, 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches, Monday night, you can call us at 1-877-960 1-877-960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Joseph Karp, board-certified elder attorney. Joe has been a guest before. I've asked him to come back because he kind of knows what he's talking about, so it's really, really important. We've been talking mostly about durable power of attorney, which is an often misunderstood document, as many of the other documents that elder attorneys prepare is. We're going to talk about a couple of things for the rest of the show. We're going to talk about healthcare surrogate, which is, I think, also very misunderstood as the show unfolds. I want to talk about Medicaid planning if we get some time, but first, I want to talk about beneficiary designations. We all think we just make beneficiary designations, and poof, it's over. And it ain't so, is it, Joe?
It ain't so. There's a couple of things. First of all, let's do the scenario of the traditional will. Everything to my spouse and then equally to the children.
Right. Kind of will 101.
Yeah. And somebody has a life insurance policy. Most life insurance policies have designated beneficiaries. Now, not everybody has filled that out, and sometimes they have. Most times they should have, and they should put in, normally they'll put in their spouse. Many people do not fill in a contingent or secondary beneficiary. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they're so old they only named their eldest child because that's all they had back then.
At the time, right?
And as a result, when you die, and if your spouse has predeceased you in that scenario, the beneficiary designation trumps the will. The will only kicks in if there's no other way the asset's going to pass. So it will end up superseding the will. Now, Florida has finally changed the law, by the way, that if you get divorced, your ex-spouse will not be the beneficiary. But there was a case a couple of months ago where the guy named his wife and his stepchild, and they got divorced. So when he died, the wife couldn't get it, But the stepchild did, even though he had been estranged from the decedent. So I always tell everybody, check and get proof of your beneficiary designations, that they are complete, they are accurate, people's right last names are there, and your list is current. And an acknowledgement from the insurance company that they have received the change of beneficiary. I just had a client come in who filled out has a copy of the application her husband filled out, naming her as the beneficiary. The insurance company, which is a national reputable insurance company, has said, I'm sorry, you're going through, this will have to go through probate. We have no proof of a beneficiary designation in our files. She has sent them the form that she filled out with their agent, and they at this point still are not honoring it. And everybody can say, well, can't she sue? Who the hell wants to sue? Yeah. That's not what you want. So you want an acknowledgement that they've got it and that's in their records. Remember, everybody here listening, eventually somebody's going to be making that claim. Document it, get it now, figure it out, and find out. The other thing is some people inappropriately name minors. They say, I'll leave it to my daughter, but if she's deceased, I'll leave it to my 9-year-old grandson. Well, a minor can't receive that money. So there should be some sort of trusteeship something established for the benefit of that. Because if not, that money will end up in a guardianship. And for those of you who are listening, here's the worst possible scenario. Your daughter has passed away, and her ex-husband, that SOB you didn't like or trust, is now going to be the guardian of your grandson's money, whereas you could have put a trustee in charge. And also your grandson will get it when they hit the age of majority, not when they're old enough to be responsible with it.
And beneficiary designations extend beyond just your life insurance policy.
Oh,
there's lots
tons
of product that we
there's
don't think
tons
about.
Well, first of all, it's even the least. For most people, it's their IRAs, it's their 401ks, it's individually owned assets, it's if they have a bank account. A transfer on death, or is the term used in brokerage accounts, payable on death is banks. There are even deeds that allow for a beneficiary designation, but I am reluctant to recommend that people use them because they can create problems because they're not as quickly changed as the bank account.
And there's pension funds. There's
all sorts of things. Death
that we
benefits.
Don't even think about it. We think life insurance and I'll leave everything to my wife. And it's
but the answer is there's tons. And what happens is those designations supersede the terms of your will. They absolutely do, because that's a designated beneficiary. The other thing is, understand, don't be so sure that the person who will get it will divide it up the way you want it done.
Right.
Not always the case.
In the words of Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
Well, money is funny.
Money is funny.
When you're dead, the person who kept the peace is gone. And those are serious issues. And the number of people that don't even think about what they have with beneficiary designations. How many of you have AAA? Well, there's a death benefit attached if you have an automobile accident with AAA. Who's the beneficiary of that account? Do you have other accidental death policies? Do you have government savings bonds? And by the way, remember, if that government savings bond doesn't have a living beneficiary, it's going to be subject to probate if there's no co-owner or beneficiary. So maybe you have to look at those bonds and see what you want to do with those. And these beneficiary designations can throw everything off, and it can do the worst possible harm when there's a dispute and somebody's not doing what the other person wants, which ultimately means you've destroyed your family relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing. I talk about this all the time. And we're going to talk about it more as soon as we come back. If you're just tuning in, it is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with elder attorney, board certified elder attorney, Joe Karp. Joe is a good friend of mine. He has offices in Palm Beach County and Boynton Beach. And in Palm Beach Gardens. He also has an office at Port St. Lucie. We're going to tell you about how you can reach him. And we're also going to tell you about his two free seminars that are upcoming, all in the time that we have left. If you have questions for Joe or for myself, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're here in Palm Beach, 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, we're live. You can still call us if you'd like. If you're on any of the other stations that we're on around the country and around the state, we appreciate your loyal listenage. Is that the word? Your loyal listening. We're glad that you're with us. I'm here. You should be here during the breaks. We're having an exciting conversation during the breaks. I'm here with, elder attorney, board certified elder attorney, Joseph Karp. Joe is a friend of mine and a board certified elder attorney, who has unbelievable information for you. But we were talking about beneficiary designations before the break. I don't know. Did we have anything else that we wanted to say?
I just want to add one other thing. Is sometimes people don't realize that their beneficiary designations are not real.
Right.
Let me tell you what it is. Mom has opened up her bank account and brokerage account joint with her daughter. She's named the three children as the beneficiaries. But what she doesn't realize, if she dies, the daughter is the joint owner anyway. Now, the only difference with joint ownership versus beneficiary designations, but again, it's a family problem you don't want to have to deal with, is beneficiary designations are presumptively exactly what that person intended. Joint ownership is a rebuttable presumption. You can say, Mom added her daughter as an accommodation. She never intended for daughter to get that account, and she really intended for that to be divided by the three children. And in fact, clearly, if they were all beneficiaries, that would sort of give rise to the accuracy of that. But if they were not beneficiaries and the will left everything in thirds, that leaves it up to a difference. Whereas the beneficiary designation, that's what Mom intended. And the strange thing is, even when there's proof that she sent in a damn form, and I just had this happen to a client who was 96 years old. She sent it to the company. She sent the change of beneficiary, and they sent her a letter that was, you know, 18 pages of forms, and she managed to die before she got to it. She thought it was going to her trust when she died. She didn't even want to retitle the account to the trust. She wanted the account to be the beneficiary would be the trust to simplify it. And even that, their forms came, but she was old, she was sharp, but she just didn't want to get bothered with it. She just thought it was an acknowledgement. You know, just like we see this stuff we get in the mail about all of our rights to privacy on our financial stuff. I don't know about you. I'm a lawyer. I haven't read one of them. Okay? I just throw it away. For all I know, it's saying, if you don't send this back, we're going to put it in every men's room all over the place about your finances, and we're going to put it on the internet. Nobody reads a lot of stuff.
Right. So if you are just tuning in, you can tell that Joe Karp is a very smart guy. And we've only covered so far just a couple of things that I had hoped we would cover tonight. But you can tell that there's a lot of things that you should know that maybe you don't know or you think you know, but you don't know about all the potential pitfalls of perhaps some decisions you made as recently as 4 and 5 years ago. So, Joe, I know that you have two seminars coming up. Why don't we take this opportunity to tell people how they can come to these two seminars, the one that's closest to them, and they can get the benefit of having direct access to you and ask you their personal questions.
Okay, Tuesday, that's tomorrow, in Boynton Beach at the Courtyard by Marriott, 1:30 in the afternoon till 4 p.m., and Wednesday, April 26th, in Palm Beach Gardens at the Palm Beach Gardens Marriott on RCA Boulevard, 1:30 to 4 p.m. If we're not going to do any in May, if you go to our website, you'll see in June, we will be doing one again in Port St. Lucie as well as these two in June. We sort of rotate. We have seven lawyers that this is all we do. You get a traffic ticket, don't call us.
And how do people, where's the website? Give the website.
The website is Karplaw, KARPLAW.com. And we have a toll-free number if you want to give it a call just to double check, 1-800-893-9911. So you can call. It all rings in the main office in Palm Beach Gardens. But you can learn a lot, and it's thought-provoking because most of the stuff we talk about, people don't think about. And with good cause, who wants to think about this stuff?
Yeah, well, I do, and so do a lot of the people who I hope are listening tonight. I have some more time with Joe, and I'm going to take advantage of that. But first, I want to give you a couple of heads up. One, I want to wish my grandson again, if you're listening, happy birthday, Justin. I can't believe you're 12 years old. I can't believe I have a 12-year-old grandson. I remember on the day you were born, it was a pretty special day, and you continue to impress us each and every day. You are really something special, and both Grandma and Grandpa love you a lot. Last week, I talked about guardianship and about the stories that are in the Palm Beach Post. I don't know anything about the legitimacy or lack of as it relates to the story that this reporter has been writing about for, God, as long as I can remember. But I can tell you this about guardianship. The depiction of guardianship in general in that and in other articles is so far from the truth I just can't possibly explain that enough. Now, I'm not talking about the particular story that he is talking about. I don't have any dog in that hunt. I don't really know the players, and I don't know the history. But I can tell you that the professional guardianship community that I know and that I respect and that I'm involved in, and that I have been president of the Florida State Guardianship Association and on the board of National Guardianship Association, I can tell you that there is another side to that story. So to that reporter, if you're ever listening, you want to talk about it, I'd be happy to talk to you on my radio show. And I can tell you my experience with professional guardians are unbelievable. Tonight's show with Joe Karp is a special show because it is so critically important to the people who are listening. If you missed it and you're sorry you did, I have good news. We podcast. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and up we will pop on all of the platforms. OMG, I'm Getting. The other place you can hear the show is we put it on our website, www.palmbeach.comforcare.com. Comforcare, Comforcare. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. It is Comforcare. Palmbeach.comforcare.com. We put it up there. You can listen live wherever you are, whenever our show is on, by using and downloading the app TuneIn Radio. We are on the TuneIn Radio app. You can set a reminder to listen every Monday night at 5:06 where we come up. Of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, internationally on www.900thetalk.com. Next week, I'm going to be talking to the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, or the Area Agency on Aging. We're going to be talking specifically about the Elder Helpline and a veterans program that's really important. But we're also going to be talking about all of the services that the Area Agency on Aging can provide for you. And in 2 weeks, I'm really looking forward to talking to Dr. Ali Malik. Dr. Malik has been a guest about 4 years ago, and he is the reason I wrote my book. And it's a long story, and I'll remind him of that in 2 weeks. But he is probably the leading specialist in the area of strokes. It is Stroke Awareness Month in May, and he is part of the Tenet Hospital Group, and he's going to be here talking about strokes and TIAs and all of the things you want to know. Dr. Malik is a special physician who is really an expert in his field, and trust me, you don't want to miss that show. But I am still here with Joe Karp. So, Joe, I know I interrupted. Do you want to say something?
I want to address the guardianship thing on two counts.
Okay.
Number one, a durable power of attorney can be a very effective tool to eliminate the necessity for guardianship. Now, it doesn't entirely obviate it, and let me explain why. Because, as I said, if you create a durable power of attorney, and if I create one and I name Scott as my agent or my wife Debbie as my agent, and I drift into the hinterlands and I am compliant, there's no problem. They can take it over. I will never see that the baton has been passed, and life will go on. Unfortunately, there are people who are non-compliant, and merely because my wife has power of attorney for me doesn't mean she can stop my behavior, which is inappropriate. So if I'm filling out coupons and sending checks to every charity and entering every lottery and spending money and using my charge card, I still have that right because I have not been declared incompetent. However, if she can't stop me, I have to be declared incompetent. Now, two things will happen if that occurs. One, we're assuming she's going to prevail, and my children have known that all along, so it's a non-issue. But she will prevail in the court. Now, there's two interesting things. One, if I have a valid, durable power of attorney, the court can declare me incompetent, stop me from doing stuff, make my actions invalid, and allow her to act as my durable power of attorney in lieu of a guardianship because it is the least restrictive means.
Right.
But if I haven't done one or named somebody who's inappropriate or there's insufficient powers in it, then I'm going to go through a guardianship. And I would agree with Scott. There are always issues that anybody can highlight about bad stuff. For the most part, all doctors are good. But if you want to read articles about medical malpractice And if they were the lead articles in the paper every day, you'd see that there's medical malpractice. You would see that most clergymen do not abuse little children. But if that's where you're looking, that'll be the lead story. Unfortunately, we always lead with the bad and not with the good. So are there bad guardians? Sure. Are there bad doctors, lawyers, car salesmen? But for the most part, most people are good, and they pick a calling that they feel fits within their comfort zone and what they want to do. So for the most part, the issue with professional guardians is not their integrity, from my vantage point. And there is significant oversight. Remember, why this is all coming to light is there is significant oversight from within the court system, and people have a voice, and there's disclosure and all sorts of information. But do you want to have a stranger in charge of your financial affairs?
Guardianship is always the course of last resort.
Right. So do you want to have a stranger in charge of your affairs? Right. So the guardianship problems are real, but they are minuscule as compared to
in the greater scheme of
the benefit that they serve our society.
Precisely.
And the same thing goes for people making healthcare decisions for you without going into the health surrogate.
I was going to say, the last time you were here, we ran out of time, and it looks like we're about to do that again. It must be because you're a pretty good guest. It also doesn't hurt that you like to talk and have a lot to say.
And by the way, if you looked at the thermometer here, the hot air has risen the temperature in this room by 15 degrees.
But there were so many things that we didn't get to. We didn't get to the healthcare surrogate, which is a greatly misunderstood document as well. And we didn't get to Medicaid planning, which I really want to do.
Cover HIPAA releases.
And we didn't do HIPAA releases. So I hope that you'll consider coming back another time.
Call Debbie, she'll book me.
I love having you here. It's wonderful to have you as a guest. You're so informative. Remember that he has two free seminars coming up. One is tomorrow in Boynton Beach at the Courtyard by Marriott on 1601 North Congress. That's from 1:30 to 4. The optimum word here is they are free. And they are informative. I have been. He also will do one on Wednesday, April 26th at Palm Beach Gardens Marriott, which is 4000 RCA Boulevard. If you want to call for more information, you can just call their main 800 number, 893-9911. That's 800-893-9911. Or go to www.carplaw.com to the website and get more information. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here each week with issues that confront boomers and their parents. Joe, thank you once again.
Welcome and congratulations to your grandson. You're now officially in your 13th year, yes. So you're now a quasi-teenager.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said this is the last year he won't be a teenager. I can't believe that. But I'm really excited about him getting that. He's turning into a lovely young man. But anyway, if you're a regular listener, we appreciate it. We are on 900 AM, The Talk of the Palm Beaches, live every Monday night at 5 o'clock. We're on 103.9 FM. On Long Island's Talk Radio on Wednesday evenings, and 104.9 in Gainesville every Wednesday evening. And, of course, we rebroadcast here in Palm Beach County, 95.9 FM, Saturday morning, 92 and 93.5, both on Saturday mornings, one at 8 and one at 9. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I appreciate your listening. I hope you'll be back next week when we talk to the Area Agency on Aging. So to all of you, let me say good night. Joe, thank you, and have a good one, all.